House Bill 1219, an act to revise the index factor for determining certain freezes on property assessments.
House Bill 1219, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Tom Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I have an amendment at your desk. Or, Mr. Speaker, there's an amendment at your desk also. 1219FA, and I'd like to move that.
Is there a second? Comments on that amendment? Motion to amend.
Excuse me. Mr. Speaker, may I speak to both the amendment now and the bill?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, South Dakota requires that people over 65 years of age and with a single income of $14,968.62, or a combined income that's two or more people living in the same residence of $18,710.76, be allowed property tax relief if all the other qualifiers in the statute are met. Under this same code, the amount of income that acts as a qualifier is adjusted each year by the county treasurer. It's done on January 1st. Under the present statute, that adjustment is based on the CPI, or 3%, whichever is the lesser amount. Well, an elderly couple in my county that would otherwise qualify for relief because of their low income received a 3.6% adjustment in their Social Security. That increase put them over the limit by $10, and that overage will have the effect of costing them approximately $1,000 in additional taxes. If that happens in my county, it's also happening in your county. This bill makes the annual adjustment take into consideration the CPI, 3%, or the Social Security adjustment, which ostensibly is based on the cost of living, whichever is the greater. That way, when an elderly person's only income is Social Security, their tax relief is not interrupted by a variance in federal calculations. This bill costs the state nothing. In actuality, even by my calculations, it will cost the county nothing. Nothing that they're already receiving, because these people already are eligible for the tax freeze. Our county treasurer, Janet Saylor, has agreed with that estimation and supports this bill, I might add. Now, I put two pieces of information on your desk, or I had them distributed just a little while ago. Let me explain those. When this bill was in committee, it had different numbers in there for the actual base numbers or baseline costs, adjustments that occur every year. Representative Jaspers questioned the reconciliation between the base year and the actual baseline numbers. In the amendment that I gave you, the baseline numbers were changed to identify what occurred January 1st of 2002. So those are the actual numbers right now. And that information was received from Mr. Paul Kinsman from the Department of Revenue. The second piece of information is a copy of the present statute. And it shows that applications for this relief must be filed on or before April 1st of each year. And that accounts for the second part of the amendment, the emergency clause, which will allow the affected parties to make application yet this year and save their ability to get their tax relief. Ladies and gentlemen, when this bill was in committee, the chairman of the Pennington County Commission, the executive secretary of the Pennington County Commission, and Mr. Paul Kinsman of the State Department of Revenue all testified in favor of this bill. In addition, the room was full of county officials. Nobody spoke against it. No one at all testified against this bill. I urge you to join me in providing relief for that very small group of elderly homeowners who so desperately need our help. The people receiving this tax relief are already receiving it, so allowing this calculation will only serve to protect their only means of livelihood. I think this bill will affect only a handful of people across our state. In Pennington County, between 200 and 225 people qualify for the tax relief, and of that amount, only a few, maybe a handful, are affected. But that is no reason to view this bill as unneeded. Those that are affected need our help. I'm asking you to join me in providing it. Please vote yes to pass this bill as amended. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks on the Haney's motion to amend. Representative Jaspers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. I would also ask you to support the amendment. The numbers that you see changed in there, this needed to be done, as Representative Haney said, and I think I can speak on behalf of the Taxation Committee when we approved the bill with the thought in mind that these figures would be corrected by the time it got to the House floor. We didn't have the exact figures at the time. We recognized the error, and we passed it on the premise that this would be corrected. So this is the intent of the committee to be passed with this amendment. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Haney's motion to amend.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Flowers.
Question for the bill sponsor.
State your question, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And,
just stand by, sir. Representative Tom Haney's, there would be a question.
Representative Haney's.
Thank you.
In your amendment, you raise this to $14,968.62. Doesn't that make that more than what we talked about in committee at the 3.7% or whatever it was?
Representative Haney, do you care to answer the question?
I do, Mr. Speaker. Those are the exact numbers I gave you in committee, although they weren't in the bill. Now we're adding them into the bill. That is the adjustment that was made January 1st of 2002. So it makes the baseline numbers and the base year reconciled.
Representative Flowers, you have the floor.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Representative Haney's. It just seemed to me like that was probably a little more than the 3.7, because that's what the Revenue Department came up with. I'm satisfied with that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks on the, Representative Richard Brown. Comments on the amendment.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I rise in support of the amendments as well as the bill, Mr. Speaker. And so I would urge the members, because we need two-thirds vote to make this thing active on a timely basis, I would urge you to vote green on House Bill 1219 and the amendment.
Further remarks on the Haney's amendment. Representative Tuple.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for the sponsor.
State your question, sir.
Representative Haney's, do I understand this bill correctly that any person that got the last Social Security increase that was over 3%, would this put them back into the condition that they were in with their taxes prior to the increase, or will this just solve any problem going forward?
Representative Haney's, do you care to answer the question?
I will try, Mr. Speaker. We had a bunch of us asking questions all at the same time here a few moments ago. The intent of this is if the people that are affected by the tax relief have no other income than Social Security, this will keep them from ever going over that limit again. However, if they come into other money, they may fall outside of the relief statute, and so under those circumstances, the tax relief would be diminished.
Representative Tuple, you have the floor.
Well, then, if I understand you correctly, that by keeping them from ever going over this again, that doesn't rectify the situation of the people that went over it this past year that are currently over it and are paying the extra $1,000 tax.
Representative Haney's, you care to answer that question?
I do, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Representative Tuple, for asking that. The emergency clause, the other part of the amendment, does solve that problem because they have until April 1st to make application. If we pass this bill with the emergency clause on it, as signed by the governor, they'll still have time to make that application based on a 3.6 increase in their Social Security, and it'll save them that $1,000.
Representative Tuple, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you. That answered my question.
Further remarks on the Haney's motion to amend. Representative Gary, excuse. Okay. Further remarks on the Haney's motion to amend. Hearing none. All those in favor of the Haney's motion to amend 1219-FA, signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Further remarks on House Bill 1219 as amended. Any further remarks? Hearing none. The question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1219 as amended. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1219. It will require a two-thirds majority vote for passage because of the emergency clause.
Representatives Abdallah, Pitts, Garnos. Representative Abdallah. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 66 yeas, one absent, three excused.
House Bill 1219, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Representative Hennies.
Mr. Speaker, I have another amendment that was on that same paper that would have changed the title on this. It's 1219 FTA and has been distributed.
You move that at this time?
I do.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried. Title is amended.